With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, blessed greetings, protege. This is Carlos Culture from Bob Radio in San Diego. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How is everything over there?
Everything is beautiful. Everything's nice. Just enjoying the vacation holiday season. But we're getting ready for a big show down at the Music Box here in San Diego. You're coming back to San Diego January 12th. Going to be a great show.
Yeah, it's my first show of the whole tour, so I'm looking forward. The first show is always very special. As you know, you're getting back in the groove of things, so I can't wait to be there in San Diego. It's one of the first places I played music in when I started touring, so it's a joy to be back there.
I remember it was Tribute to the Legends a few years back. I remember meeting you at the hotel and the first time you played and all that good stuff. I met some of your band members, Paris.
Yeah, man, nice stuff.
Yeah, you came. Janine came along with you that time. It was very, very, very cool.
Yeah, it was awesome, man.
Yeah, that was outside. Now, this show, this Music Box, this venue that you're going to play, is an amazing venue, state-of-the-art sound system, killer backdrop, so bring your graphics. I know you're into graphics, and you know that you say there's two sides to the producing of the music. You have the music, the audio part, but you also have some of the art parts, and sometimes you can get an artist discovered, or you can get a DJ or a musician discovered through the both mediums, right?
Yeah, it's everything I do. I try to incorporate this art form and expression, because it's all expression. And if I can be singing a song on stage and I can have some digital thing in the background that helps the listener get the mood of the song or to bring out more feeling, then we do as much as we can do to give this person the experiences so we can cater to not just one of the senses, but more than one.
Absolutely. I feel the same way. So you're also big into collaborations. I love collaborations. You know, I play your music all the time in the clubs and all over the places, festivals, right. Different kinds of venues and, you know, places. You always have a nice combination. One of your biggest combinations, who knows, was Chronix. That was good. We rinsed that for a long time. Everybody here on the West Coast played that for a long time. And the one that I've been playing lately is Strolling with Alborossi. I'm a big Alborossi fan. I love that tune. So how do you get to work with some of these artists? Do they reach out to you? Do you say, I want to work with Alborossi one time? I want to work with Chronix one time? I want to do something with Jesse? I want to do something with Kimani?
It's different for, like, the artists that are part of my generation. So, like, with Chronix and Jesse or Kabaka or whoever, like, it's just very natural. You know what I mean? It's like, if we spend time hanging out and I'm playing a beat and somebody might be like, yo, I like that, or it's much more simpler. It just depends on who. Like, when I needed Kabaka for The Flame, I called him. When he needs me for his stuff, he calls me. I wanted Chronix for Who Knows, I linked him. Alborossi, we've been talking about doing something ever since we went to South America on tour.
Mm-hmm.
And he just got the beat, he sent it to me, be like, yo, I love what you're doing, you know, like, put an idea down on this and let's do a song together, and then Strolling came about.
Wicked tune. That fires my dances up, man. I kind of get my set rolling with a couple of those big tunes. So it's great, man. It's been so awesome. I've seen you come through from the very, very beginning. Roll With Me, when you started working with Don Corleone. I saw you come up fresh, understood that you took music from a groundation perspective. You went into the university to study music production. You just weren't one of these artists. Oh, I'm a singer, I'm a rapper, I'm a DJ, give me a rhythm, I can do this, I can do that. You went one level further, and you really took time to appreciate the art form from the whole workings, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, for me, listen, I just want to be a complete artist. And as I say, like, I love writing and being an artist, but I really love producing. I love working with other artists. I love I love bringing the best out of another artist. So I love working with younger artists also, and I need to know what I'm doing, you know what I mean? So that's why I love to do production, get that part of my creativity out, because it's not just about singing songs, you know what I mean? Sometimes I want to write music for other people too, or I want to, like, create in that way. So it's just to try to keep becoming a master and mastering my craft. And I want, when I'm finished, somebody can say, you know what, this guy, he put a lot of time into his art and his craft, and it will show.
Definitely, definitely. Proto, you've been taking the reggae world by storm. You've been doing so good, and the production just keeps on going up. Like you said, the production, you're becoming more adept at your productions. We're just going through Royalty Free. Like, that's awesome, man. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, and Royalty Free was fun. Royalty Free was fun. That's the first album that I've done, or EP, whatever you want to call it, that I've done with being fully the executive producer. Because Ancient Future, Winter James, is me and him both are executive producers.
Right, right.
Royalty Free I did on my own because I wanted to try something different. And I did Royalty Free in about 2 weeks when I was on holiday in Jamaica, in between touring.
Mad.
But working with somebody like Winter and Ancient Future taught me so much about music and so much about production. And I'm grateful I have so many good mentors like that. But me and Winter are back in studio now working on more music because I just think he's a much better producer than I am. So we just work together and I let him do like lots of stuff for me, you know?
Oh, I mean, both you guys are doing great, great stuff. Really, the production on Royalty Free is really, really, I really like it a lot. It's very cool.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, man. And you know, some of the things, you do collaborations with some of the current artists, but you also borrow a lot from the foundation artists. For example, the Aini Kamosi, Kingston B. Wise, England B. Wise, and the Lasley Castell, Princess, Stylin.
Oh, Hugh Mandel.
Hugh Mandel, yeah, Lasley Castell, those two together, yeah.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I just grew up loving that music, and the thing is that I think I'm really about bridging the gap. You know what I mean? And lots of people that are my fans, they don't know about Aini Kamosi. They don't know about Hugh Mandel. And like, when we do stuff like this, it brings so much awareness to the path and they can see where the music is coming from. And, you know, I pay homage and honor to them by doing that. And every now and then, you know what I mean? To just show my respect to the people that have influenced
their foundation, that's like real reggae music.
Yeah, especially Aini Kamosi, who was like my biggest influence, you know what I mean? Like,
I hear Aini Kamosi in your music. I definitely hear Aini Kamosi in your music. Well, you are coming to San Diego. You've been all over the West Coast. You did Coachella last year. Tell us about Coachella. How was that experience for you?
It was just great to bring reggae music, even more about than just me. It was great to bring reggae music there on that platform, on a stage like that. You know, that type of music isn't highlighted as much.
Yeah, that's the mainstream everything, and they never had any hardcore roots or any modern roots or cultural reggae music at the festival. And when they put you and Chronics on the bill, I was excited myself. So
yeah, man, it's something, you know what I mean? Yeah, man, it was a joy to be there and represent for the culture.
For sure, for sure, for sure. Well, we're very excited about having you back in San Diego one more time. It's going to be a more intimate setting than you've had at the bigger festivals. We're really going to enjoy you here in town. You know, and we're looking forward to having you live and direct with the Indignation Band and all that good stuff.
Yeah, man, it's going to be crazy. Really looking forward to this show. Can't wait to get back on tour. Going to play. You guys are going to probably be the first person to hear something. I'm going to, like, my new song I'm going to premiere there. It's exploding in Jamaica right now, but I've purposely not sent it out to anybody outside of Jamaica because I want to wait till next year. So before the show, I'll be sure to send you the song.
Okay.
And then at the show, you can hear it live. So it's going to be dope to play that song for the first time in San Diego.
Yes, that's going to be nice to hear some. The music that keeps on coming out is super high quality, so just keep on doing what you're doing. Yeah. We love the vibe.
Thank
we love
you
the
so
energy.
Much.
The whole thing is clean and militant and respectful and, you know, pay respect to the elders, the whole thing, Proto. You got it going on real nice. So We really
Thank
appreciate
you so much,
that.
Man. Good talking to you, man.
For sure, for sure. Big up your mother, Lorna Bennett, another musical influence on your life.
Yeah, every time. My mom is the best. My mom is my hero. I love her so much. I just spent 2 days with her in the country. So I'm back to Kingston now, but it was nice to go home and spend time with family. And I'm just grateful that I have the support from my family and friends.
Oh, definitely, definitely. That's the best thing to have. Again, we look forward to having you here in San Diego, January 12th at the Music Box. You can win tickets right here, guys. So tune in and all that good stuff. Proto, pleasure
and
honor.
Thank you so much, man.
Respect to the fullest. See you.
Take care, all right?
Yeah, Rastafari.
Yes, every time.